October 10, 1938. The creation as the first field of action of God. Fields of action, those who live in His will. How God cannot refuse anything to one who lives in it. I am always in the sea of the supreme fiat, and its love is such that it cannot contain it, so it wants to show to its creature new surprises of this love, how much it loved her and still does. If it finds a loving creature, it makes arise new love, to let her touch with her own hand its unstoppable, always new and growing love. Then my always adorable Jesus, repeating His short little visit, all goodness told me, my little daughter of my divine will, you must know that our first field of action was the creation. This was a labor that we kept in our divine womb since eternity. We loved man in every created thing that we were to deliver to daylight. It was only for him, because we loved him much, that we had decreed to create many things. To form for him the light of the day. The blue vault that was never to fade away. A flowered earth as pavement. And then, the greatest thing, the concentration of our love in each created thing that had to serve him as our lap. To carry him in our arms. To delight him and give him continuous life. Do you know the reason for all these preparations? To the extent of making us go out of ourselves, as if into a field of action, to work for the love of who had to let our will reign? For such a great work we wanted our reward, our divine scope, which man in all created things had to keep as life and rule, feeding it with our will. This field of action still lasts. Our love still runs at incredible speed, because we are not subject to change. We are immutable, and what we do once, we do always. Still, even with such an extended field of action, so much work, so much love palpitating in every created thing and never fiber of man, our scope, our will reigning and dominating in the heart of man, has not yet been fulfilled. Could we ever form a field so extended, and still maintain it at work, without obtaining the purpose? This could never be. The fact that the creation is still enduring is the certain sign that the kingdom of my will have its life and full triumph in the midst of the creatures. We do not know how to do useless things. Rather, we first establish with highest wisdom the good, utility and glory that we have to receive, and then we act. Now, I want to tell you of another surprise. As the creature enters our will to let it reign, we put ourselves again in this field of action. We renew our work, and only for her do we centralize our new love in each created thing. Then, in the emphasis of our love, we say to her, see how much we love you. Only for you do we develop our field of action. Only for you do we repeat all our works. Be all ears and you will hear something. Our new love notes tell you how we love you. How you are covered and hidden in our love. Oh! The happiness, the joys that you give us. To the extent that we can repeat our field of action for the one who lives in our will, and who does not want to know anything other than our will. Now, the whole creation as well as ourselves, finding in her our will, recognize her as our daughter. Since our will gives her the right over all, the whole creation remains centralized within her, and she within us, so that she becomes inseparable from all created things. Our field of action finds here its reward, the return for our work. This one creature, living in our will, works together with us. She wants to do what we do and love us with equal love. Since it is one will that animates us, there can be no dissimilarity or disparity. We no longer feel isolated inside the field of creation. We have our company. This is our triumph, our victory, and the greatest good we can ever give to the creatures. Furthermore, although the creation surrounds her on the outside, we develop our field of action in the interior of her soul, creating in her the brightest suns, the most beautiful stars, whence that blow continuous loves, seas of graces divine and balsamic air. And she receives all, freeing us in our field of action. Our true creation, that was never opposed to anything we wanted to do, and in which all our works found their place. So, We can place all our most beautiful works within the soul who lives in our will, and our will prepares for us the space in which to place them. Therefore, our field of action never ends in those who live in our fiat. Be attentive then, to receive what we want to make of you. After this he added with a love that I cannot express, my daughter, the interest that most concerns us in our most assiduous attention is on the soul who lives in our will. We are all as over her. It seems that we neither know how, nor can we do anything if we don't extend our operating and creative virtue over her. Our love leads us to watch her to see what she wants to do. If she wants to love our creative virtue, we create our love in the depth of her soul. If she wants to know us, we create our knowledge. If she wants to be sane, our creative virtue creates sanctity. In sum, our creative virtue is ready to create any good she wants, so that she can feel in herself the nature and the life of that good. We neither can nor do we want to refuse anything to one who lives in our will. It would be as though denying something to our own will denying it to ourselves. It would be too hard not using our creative virtue for ourselves. See then, the high, noble and sublime point at which one who is in our will lives. Therefore, be attentive. Do not care about anything except living in it, and you will feel our creative and operating virtue.